Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Just leave it to me. I'll lead you, Lord. Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. B.C. Forbes. He was a Scottish financial journalist. He's the author who founded Forbes magazine. B.C. Forbes said, "Diamonds are only lumps of coal that stuck to their jobs." Sir Winston Churchill stated, "Continuous efforts, not strength or intelligence, is the key to unlocking your potential." Let me ask you, are you, at this time, facing a challenge that tests the very fiber of your tenacity? Is there something so touchy you feel you can't share it with just anybody? Do you feel fear and uncertainties of what could happen? Are you tempted to lose all hope, to let go of your ambitions, feeling like you've gone too far, dreamed too big, grown too fast, taken too many risks? If so, you will be encouraged by the story of our guest today. And you're closer today. Listen now. You're closer today. Closer than you have ever been to a breakthrough in your life. And I'm saying that in the midst of your current situation. Wherever you are, however far you've gone, even however hopeless or helpless you may feel. The word today, hold fast. I also want to let you know that we have this program because we believe firmly that God loves you and God knows you and He knows what you're going through. And you know, sometimes it's contrary to all our feelings, everything within us. And that's where faith really comes to bear, where we begin to say by faith that things will improve. That right around the corner, there is a breakthrough. And this is all possible because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died, shed His blood on the cross, and rose again on the third day. He is the Lord of the resurrection, and He can redeem and resurrect you and any situation that you may be facing. Rendell Borg is the president of National Fire Protection Company, Incorporated. He's a member of Word of Life Christian Center, a former prep standout athlete in basketball under the legendary Tony Salido at Maryknoll High School. He is a graduate of Maryknoll School. More than being a business owner, he is a father, husband. He's also a member of C12. A group of high-level Christian business owners. And we're privileged today to have Rendell Borg, a guest in our studio. Rendell, welcome to our show.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Well, you've come a long way, not only in life, but you've come a long way to come to our studio today, yes. Right off the airplane
yes.
from the neighbor island where one of your business offices are and yes. to come right here to the studio. So all the more, I appreciate you
Thank
being
you
here with us.
Me.
Rendell, tell us, where was it? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Honolulu, born in St. Francis Hospital, and I pretty much was raised in Aina Haina, Kailua, and then in Kailua area. Yeah, then I live now in Kapahulu side, but wasn't raised here.
So you went to elementary school on the east side of Oahu?
Yeah, in Kailua. Well, I went to Aina Haina Elementary, then to Kailua. Kalaheo Intermediate, yeah.
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 And how did you get into it? Now, Rendell is a very tall man, tall in stature.
Yeah.
He looks like a basketball player, very dignified. But how did you get into basketball?
At Marino. I mean, obviously you show up over there and you're 6 feet, then they got you recruited. There was only 25 guys in our class, and it's a no-brainer. If you're 6 foot three, you're on the team.
Wow.
Yeah.
And those are some great days,
oh,
too,
yeah.
huh?
Yes.
Of basketball.
Yes. Very great. Very humbling.
Very, very momentous
yes.
Times. Many yep. well-known names came
yes.
out during that period.
Exactly, yes. We had a state tournament right after I graduated. They won the states in, I think, 76, I think it was, yeah.
Wow.
And Tony Slita was very good, like a father figure for me in those days, kept me in line.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, in light of Coach Salido,
mm-hmm.
tell us, you know, what are some things, maybe some lessons that you learned growing up?
Well, I learned to, growing up, I always learned about looking out after others, and I liked the concept of team play, you know, mm-hmm. though that's, most of the sports I got into were team sports. I like to see how a group can get together and create a better outcome, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I go golf now, but it's not as team sport as basketball, but I really appreciate, I learned to value of teaming up with others. And
you've seen that in your business
yes.
Business career?
Yes, exactly. How the team together can create and get through the goals and accomplishments you need. Yeah. Yes.
How did you get into business?
Kind of, I guess, in the early days when we were working, we had a lot of layoffs from whatever reason. There were probably like strikes and things that went, and I thought, my God, I don't want to be idle. You know, I'm not the kind of person to sit home and be idle. So,
is this out of high school?
Out of high school, I got into electrical apprenticeship program, and I said, you know, I gotta keep busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a house. I was able to pull it off and buy a house in Kalama Valley back in 1977.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, now that I bought a house, I've got to make my $600 a month payment, you know. So I found any which way I could get to go work and do work. I worked at discotheques in those days doing lighting and sound uh-huh. systems and just kept busy. And then one day a guy came up to me, and he was one I looked up to, and he said, why don't you take your license? Go for your license. You seem to be a go-getter. And I said, oh, I don't know if I can. I'm having that many years of experience. He says, no, you can. You just got to find three people to help, you know, you and vouch for you and take your test. So I did. And before you know it, I'm 24 years old and electrical contractor, you know. So it's like, okay, that's the start of things. And that's how I got involved, starting up with my own business. I pretty much had my own business all the way from 1980. So last 30 years, I've been pretty much an entrepreneur, yeah,
in a true sense of the word, yeah,
yeah, yes.
And I think the life of an entrepreneur, one who can start from scratch,
yes,
with very little or often very little or no resources, and it takes a very unique type of gift package.
It does
that God, you know, gives to some people that have this ability. Now, has it always, as you've progressed in business, has it been smooth sailing throughout?
Oh, no, it's been very much a challenge. You know, I'm, the technical guy that
mm-hmm.
Didn't have no college or an understanding about business management. So it's been a real challenge. I know what to do. I can do the work, but can I manage the work? Can I, you know, the accounting part and all that back office stuff has really been a challenge for me for many years.
You know, we've spoke earlier, and one of the things that you shared with me really touched me, and I think it'll have a potentially profound influence on our listeners today. But there was a time as a businessman that you faced some trials. You know, we have this series called Hope in a Time of Crisis. Mm-hmm. And I think today some people are facing some daunting challenges. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you as a young businessman experiencing a certain level of growth and success? What happened?
Well, in the early 80s, I grew pretty quick, pretty fast. From 1980 all the way up to 87, I looked at double growth almost every year.
Wow.
Maybe not the first year or so, but then things just started coming in. People liked me probably because of my character and just they could trust me, and I guess, but I didn't really have a business plan per se. I didn't really have a budget or nothing like that. I just kept, okay, you want some work? And I think a lot of people would tell me that, well, you just don't know how to say no to some people. Yeah. So before you know it, here comes 1986, and I've got like 35 employees with, you know, no business experience and work on all the islands and doing well and not realizing that every little job I've got out there is kind of losing a little bit of money. Well, when you lose 10%, which doesn't sound like much, but when you do $3.5 million, it comes to be a lot. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, I've got the IRS knocking on the door, and where's our payment, things like that. And it got pretty hard in 87. I had to claim two bankruptcies. Company got so big too fast. I kind of doubled up the company, and I made two companies, and so one fed off the other for a little while, and that worked for a little while. But then after a while, they realized it's the same guy owns the two companies. So then things fell out, and I had to go bankrupt in 87, and then I worked out means to pay off the creditors, all the vendors and the bonding companies and insurance and things like that. Worked out most of those people with, you know, so much on the dollar, and that took a good year, and it was very hard and challenging. And at that time, I was just I was going to church, but I wasn't saved yet. I really wasn't thinking things spiritually through. I was just basically fighting on my own ability and doing the best I could do with my own understanding. Yeah, and then the last hurdle that I call hurdle, but was the IRS, of course. You know, by the time I got around to paying off the IRS and working out some, it became $250,000. So it's like, whoa. It was 90,000, and then it became very huge because of penalty and interest. And I said, no way I can pay this. And I kind of gave up, was going to give up, and just kind of I asked the IRS, can I do jail term instead of paying the thing? Can I? Yeah, I had all kind of ideas, and again, on my own.
And you were married?
I was, that time, yes, I was married.
Had a family?
First wife, and two sons, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and they basically, my ex-wife didn't really want to get involved with it, and just, you know, it's just too much. And so I kind of had to handle it on my own, and pretty much did. And then I even tried to leave our wonderful country of the United States to see if I could get away from the IRS tax.
Oh.
And that thought came, you know, and I thought, well, you know, I had an opportunity to get away, and just maybe I just vanish into somewhere.
Vanish into oblivion.
Oblivion, so yeah. And I thought, well, you know, that's one way to avoid this. Because I couldn't see no way in the natural. No way could I see. How can I pay $250,000? And the IRS wasn't going to let me off at that time. They said I was still young enough to make these payments. I had I had enough years in my life to pay them back. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know. Wow. So anyway, about a year later, I was able to make another offer and compromise for them, and they accepted it, and that time is when I went back, when I went to church and I got saved.
I ask you, as I'm listening to Rendell Borg share this story, have you ever felt a weight on your shoulders, figuratively speaking? But it's a real weight that causes stress, that causes you to leak out emotionally. Maybe spurts of anger and just short temper, or just feelings of utter despair. Sometimes feeling like you just want to disappear and run away from it all, just to seek solace, yes, to seek refuge. This man, Rendell, can relate with you and with anybody who has ever faced the tight spot in life, who's ever been there. When we come back, Rendell Borg is going to share with us a little bit more about the feelings. I think you'll be able to connect with those utterly painful, gripping feelings. But at the same time, how in the midst of that, he experienced hope in Jesus Christ, and how Jesus Christ made all the difference. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more from Rendell Borg.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. Afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Rendell Borg. He's the president of National Fire Protection Company, Incorporated. You know, a program like the Good Life Hawaii radio show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous sponsors like Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Union Service right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. To email me, you might have prayer requests, you might have something you want to share, or a testimony you want to share, go ahead and email me, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Before our break, our guest today, Rendell, was sharing with us about how his business grew in the early 80s, and it just expanded. 35 employees, budget of $3.5 million on all the neighbor islands, as well as Oahu. But he said it grew too fast, and things began to cave in and unravel. And there came a point where he was even wanting to find relief from the burdens of the financial responsibilities. Rendell, how did you feel, you know, through that time?
I felt very alone, and didn't know if anybody, you know, didn't have enough in me to ask some of the contractors out there, could you guys help me out? I did go to an attorney, and he mentioned he could maybe find a buyer, but nobody wanted to buy a company that was losing money.
Mm-hmm.
So when I realized that wasn't happening, I thought, well, I don't see any way out at that point. So I felt very alone. And, you know, when the family left too, it was just kind of like very, very, very hard to deal with. It was very tough to have that, how am I going to get out of this? And I don't have any support. And it was very tough to get out of it.
So what happened next?
Well, after that, I went back to kind of feel like Peter going back to fishing. I went back to go and do a little stint just to keep a little busy. And I coached basketball at Marino, and I helped out over there. And if you remember correctly, there was a very big lawyer in those days, David Shutter. Mm-hmm. He was, his son was at Marino, and I, Sleto had hooked me up with him and said, you know, let's get you back on. And I didn't expect them, you know, there's basketball people, they're not, they're new business. But anyway, David Shutter had loaned me money to get back my license and pay off my state tax. I could at least get working again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, and about a year later, I paid them all back. I just worked hard, and that's when I had met my current wife, and then helped me to pay that all off, and to get the state going. I still had the IRS, which still was sitting there. So
mm-hmm.
at that point, I realized, well, okay, I'm going to...
Still a quarter of a million, right?
Still a quarter of a million. So I'm going to find out some way to do this. And at that point, we thought about putting another offer in compromise. We had put one in earlier. By the way, back in 87, we put an offer and compromise in, and they said no because, you know, you're still too young, yeah? So we thought, well, 2 years later, you know, paying $800 a month, $300 a month, but yet the penalty interest was $800 a month. So, you know, every month I make a $300 payment, it still goes up $500. So that's why it was hard to ever catch up with that. So I put another offer and compromise in. Once you do that, it stops the penalty and interest for a while. They give you 90 days to come up with that. So we put another offer in late 88, I think it was 88, 89, and they accepted it. But by the time they accepted it, I didn't have any money, you know, to pay. So it was very tough. And I just had to, at that point, I just was starting to get close with the Lord, understanding that how can the Lord help me get out of this?
How did all that happen where, you know, you grew up? Now, Marino is a Catholic school,
yes,
right? So at what point did you start really experiencing a hunger, a desire to... have a relationship with God, or feel that there was this need or that God was even seeking you out?
Well, knowing that I had no other options other than, you know, leaving the country, and I didn't want to do that, I just knew that at that time I met my new girlfriend, which is my wife now, and she said, we have to trust in God and believe in God. I said, yes, I would like to, but what do you mean? You know, and then said, well, we have to take these, you know, these letters that the IRS is sending you, and we have to lay hands on them. I said, lay hands on them? You know, so I'm going, okay, all right, let's lay hands on it, you know, and I just went along with it, and I believed, and eventually I started to see, you know, I felt a little bit more peace, you know. I was going to church at that time, and I didn't really, I just, at that point, I just kind of went along with the flow. The Holy Spirit must have been, you know, I went to church for, at Word Life for like 6 months before I finally raised my hand to accept Jesus, because I didn't think I had to, you know, I wasn't a criminal or something that needed anything. I just was a guy that couldn't pay his taxes, you know. And so eventually I did receive the Lord. And from that time on, I started to build a faith or understanding that, you know, God will find a way, you know, and learning these scriptures and just really the praise and worship just to help some soothing to give hope, yeah.
So yeah. The Holy Spirit was ministering to you.
Yes.
In the midst of that.
Yes. Yes.
So in the midst of loneliness, of course, now by this time you had your girlfriend who became your wife.
Yes.
But you began to experience that the presence of the Lord in your life.
Yes.
So it wasn't just all, you weren't the end.
Yes.
End all, the end resource.
Yes.
So the Lord came into your life. Mm-hmm. I think it's so meaningful because I think there are a lot of lonely people today.
Yes, yes.
And they've run out of solutions.
Yes,
on
yes
their
exactly.
Own.
That was me. I had no solutions, you know. And so from that time on, we just believed, and God showed miracle after miracle. And by 1992 January, we had paid off the last of the last of it, and it was too. 2 years, a good 2 years from 89 all the way to 92, maybe three. Well, it was January 92. I remember that day walking into the IRS and saying, here's my check, cashier's check. We're done, yeah? And it was like a whole big burden off the shoulder, you know? And I didn't know what I was going to do next, but it was like, it was just, I can start life again, you know? And from that time on, I never looked back. I always trusted in God and knew that God is a God that can meet all our needs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I think there's something to say about the way you faced up with reality.
I think sometimes
some of us can live in a fantasy world.
You
know, we sort of create or prop up a world around us that helps us to cope.
Yeah.
With life and the realities of life, and it, you know, it may or may not be really foundational. And sometimes, maybe even God uses. And what would you say that God could use finances to keep our feet on the ground or shake us into the realities? Could it be that's why so many times the Lord speaks about money, because it is so closely tied to our hearts.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I mean, thinking that, you know, how can I get out, and realizing that if I get a support, that's why I would never, my wife, and she just believed with me, and then other guys came in and believed with me, and that support is just so awesome to see that. And of course, the church's praise and worship has to really get the heart set, and I had a very hard heart. Wasn't an angry guy, but I just was pretty prideful, and had to really get that aside so I could be open to hearing what God wanted to do for me. But you got to put your hand to the plow. Mm. You know, I can look back now and see, I see many people that probably went through what I go through, but they're kind of waiting for their miracle. You still got to put your hands. Mm. You got to do something, you know. There's no doubt from 87 to 92, I worked hard.
Yeah.
I put my hand to the plow. I still helped others. I helped build the church. I did all these things that I could do to keep busy and continue to grow.
I think
grow.
That's another such a vital aspect.
Yeah.
Because that's connected to faith.
Yes.
Because of faith. Sometimes we've faith void of putting the hand to the plow is almost just a blind wish, you know, just a fantasy. Again, it's not a full expression of faith.
Right.
You believe God, at the same time, it's not contrary.
Yeah.
You believe God is going to cause a breakthrough, but you're right in there saying, God, you can trust me. I'm going to work at it.
Yep.
And you bring it forth. And I think the Lord will look at you and look at us, and He says, okay, I can trust this person with the change that I want to bring forth.
Yes.
You know, when we come back, I really want to get to a part where in the midst of the transition, he pays his last payment to the IRS, and he says it's a new beginning. You got to hear what happened next.
Yes.
And how the man he became and what God did in him prepared him for what God is doing through him even now. And what you're going through and what you're facing could be God's purpose to prepare you for the future too. I believe that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's head. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Rendell Borg. Rendell is the president of National Fire Protection Company, Incorporated. He's a faithful member at Word of Life Christian Center. Now, a program like today wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous sponsors like Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, and Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more about our program, programs like these, to listen again, to get other family, friends, you might be listening saying, oh man, I wish my brother, my sister, my uncle, auntie, my friend could be listening. But you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, this 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock hour, they're busy at work. But you think, if only they could listen. Well, I got a couple of options for you. We rebroadcast at 12 midnight. I call that my insomniac audience. For people just having a rough time sleeping, this will be a helping maybe to have good sleep, you know, because of the testimonies that are being shared. But also, you can have them go to thegoodlifehawaii.org anytime, 24/7, and they can hear programs like these. And they can just play them, listen to them at their leisure. So go ahead and use that as a resource, thegoodlifehawaii.org. We're also preparing to create some special partnership opportunities for you to partner with us. We can stay in closer contact with you and offering some ministry programs for you to participate with and even standing with us both prayerfully as well as financially. So stay tuned for those opportunities as well. Well, before our break, we were talking with Rendell about the last payment to the IRS, and now here's a new beginning. And then also how what you were going through, the Lord was doing something. As you experienced the blessing of the ministry of God's Spirit through worship, preparing your heart, your soul, what else was God doing at that time?
Well, God was opening up, I believe, opening up doors of opportunity, and able for me to get back on my feet, like I said, with my license back. And then for a while there, I actually got a lot of work by going to Kauai for the after Hurricane Niki to help repair many of their properties that had been damaged. Mm. And so even in the midst of a hurricane like we had, God was able to help me to use that as a help to get the company on its feet, to get something, get myself back on my feet at least. And that went through for 3 years, all the way up to 95, I think it was 92 to 95. And then after that, I went to work for the at Word of Life to help them build their church, or build the administration building. And spent a good year or two there. And then in 99, I was called, I believe, to come to look at national fire protection, that the company was really failing and falling apart, and it was pretty much on its last leg. I mean, if I hadn't gone there, it probably wouldn't be around. And so some brothers in the Lord were working there and asked me to come there and see what we could do to get this company back on its feet. And I had no intention of buying the company. I was pretty content on my own that I would not be a business owner again. I just, in my heart, that's not me. It's not my DNA, you know. I just want to be a technician, a worker. I didn't want to have to be a business owner per se. Mm-hmm. Yeah? I was actually convincing myself that I'm not a business owner. And many people have told me that, you know, because you don't have that business background. Yeah. So that's where that ended up. But little did I know that, you know, as I worked at National Fire as a consultant, I wasn't even an employee. I wasn't just a consultant. I would maybe work only less than 20 hours a week, that it came to the point where I had the opportunity to buy the company. And I had no money. I had no money to buy it. And I was even offered at one point to be a partner with somebody that had the money. And I remember going back to the pastor. This is where now counseling starts coming in, yeah? Mm-hmm. I remember going back to Pastor Chauncey and what should I do? And he says, you know, the unequally yoked, your partner that you would have is unequally yoked. And I went, what the heck is that? You know? And so I figured out, yeah, okay, I know. Even though the guy's got money, you know, but I don't know his character, yeah? Yeah. And And I'd heard things about partnerships are not good sometime, you know, either, you know. So anyway, I chose not to, and it was bothering me because I thought this was an opportunity. You know, God's helping me here, you know. But anyway, the guy that was going to buy the company, he got cold feet and didn't want to buy it after a while. So I was the last chance for this company to, you know, to take it over. And I did. I had no money, and I was able to take it over with just making payments for 4 years of payment, the old owner, monthly payments that were only conducive to what the money would come in. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, the first 4 years was negative because I kept making old payments from that company's not paying their bills. So not only did I have to pay my taxes and my past bills in the 90s, I had to pay another guy's past taxes and his income for the, so I paid two companies off. And then at that point, about, you know, all the way up to, oh shucks, from all the way in 98 99, was just no income. It was just breaking even every year. And but that was 7 years of famine. Mm-hmm. And finally, on about the eighth year, we're showing profit now. And with that, was like, wow, you know, that's kind of neat, you know. And there comes now a friend of mine that I tell you, Dave Asato, had invited me to come to C12. And I'm thinking, well, whatever, you know, I don't know what this is, but I'll go. And matter of fact, he even told me the wrong hotel. So the devil was trying to really trip me up. I went to the wrong place.
Keep you from getting
there.
Yeah.
And but eventually I found the right hotel and where it was at, held at. And I thought, well, this is neat, you know. And these are the kind of people I need to hang around with, you know. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing because that was just when I started to make profitable company, which I hadn't had for 15 years. You know, I didn't know what profits were. C12 has really helped me to be that link that I wasn't. I wasn't that business owner per se. I wasn't able to, you know how to deal with management type of things. Yeah. And so that's what C12 really brought to me and my wife, a good piece.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, in the period between, you know, you talk about the 7 years of famine.
Yes.
The 7 years of famine. This is after you paid off all the, you know, the gloomy cloud had passed. Mm. You paid off the IRS.
Yeah.
What were some lessons that you learned? Do you feel the Lord was teaching you during that time to prepare you, you know, in the midst of the 7 years of quote-unquote famine? What was the Lord teaching you?
Couple of things that I think is teaching me to have faith and trust, and they'll make a way. You know, many for the longest time, I remember it was, you know, come through in the 11th hour. And I, throughout all my basketball and everything, I've always was, and I still am today, always cheering for the underdog.
Yeah.
Hoping that they'll come from behind, you know, and pull off a victory. And that's kind of the concept we were giving. Even though we went through all this turmoil, all these storms, and I stood on many, he was teaching me how to stand on many scriptures, and even looking at Paul in Romans 5 about how he took joy in tribulations and persecutions, yeah, because we would build his character. So I knew God was building my character, you know, and a lot of times I'd feel insignificant because, again, I didn't have that education that I thought I needed to run a business, but I just knew also that God was going to make a way and find that connection. And so I just kept putting what I could do and putting the work and trusting in God, and even got to a point, I remember in even Exodus, where if you just moved for the promised land, you just keep moving. It says in Exodus, I think it's 33, that he will put the angel out in front of you and make a way and be an adversary to your adversaries. Yeah. So I thought, okay, you know, I'm going to have adversaries. So help me with this, Lord. And so he was able to make a way for me. And I think that's the challenge. I'm a person that likes challenge. And I don't like, of course, what we got to go through to get there. But again, if I follow Paul and take joy in my tribulations, and I know it's going to build a bit better character. So he was teaching me about character, a lot about character. Mm-hmm. And sticking to it, like you said earlier, about just sticking to what you believe, you know, be steadfast and just keep trusting the Lord and learning to have the right counsel around you. You know, there's safety amongst a multitude of counselors. That is something that I, you know, is very important, you know, to have that safety amongst the counselors. And sometimes my prayer is for that, to get me the right counselors, because I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the answers, and I need to seek those. And that's what I've learned a lot. In the past, I would be like, oh, I got it all figured out, you know. But nowadays, I really seek counsel to help me to get through or make decisions, yeah. Yeah, so it's really been good.
You know, when we come back, you mentioned, Rendell, you mentioned about C12.
Yes.
You talked about a group of business leaders. I'd like for you to share more with us about that. I think there's some very important lessons we can learn.
Yes.
Of course, one of them being that you're open to receiving what others yes. have to say, but the real value that it's made for you, your wife, your family, your business, and all who are associated. Mm-hmm. I'm eager for you to share. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Rendell Borg. He's the president of National Fire Protection Company, Incorporated. I also want to let you know, too, that, you know, we're talking about some heavy stuff here. I mean, this is the reality of life. Life isn't just smooth sailing. It comes with some choppy waters sometimes. Sometimes we feel like we're sinking and we're getting swamped and we're trying to bail out water, but we can't bail out fast enough and we're going under. But how do you survive through it? How do you continue going in the midst of that? Well, we know the God of all the storms and the rains. He can still the storms, and He can still the stormy movements of a heart and life that is seemingly out of control. And that's why we're here today, just to remind you that all is not lost. God is here. God loves you. God knows you. And God is with you. And that's one reason why you're listening to this program at this very moment, as we are having our time with Rendell Borg. Now, you know, our program, we talk about resilience. We talk about recovery. It's the redemption of the Lord. Rendell, tell us about your business life. You've come through some very, very, very trying times. 7 years, as you say, of famine and no profit.
Yes.
Paying off your taxes, your responsibility, and then the previous owners.
Yes.
And I would say that in doing that, you also was able to help that previous owner maintain intact in terms of his probably his credit and his,
yes,
the way that he stood financially. Mm-hmm. With your help. But that was also one of the ways God used that, right, to help finance the purchase,
yes,
of the company and the ownership, mm-hmm, of the company you have now. But, you know, tell us about how as you've come into this season of growth, you mentioned C12. Yes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the C12 organization and how it's been a blessing to you?
C12, I've been starting my fourth year, and it really is a group of good counselors, people that are business-like. They probably share a lot of the same things I went through, and they're very encouraging. They can also be very scolding in a nice way, but they keep you accountable. And I think as a business owner, you need to be accountable to some group or some peer. Just like at church, you need to be accountable to some pastor, some elder, some leader, yeah? And accountability has helped me to check my own heart and my own walk. And I think with the guidance and the caring and also the support that we get from C12, it helps me to not think of that past thoughts that came but said, well, I'm not a business owner. You know, I'm just a technician that works on the field that happened to have a business, you know, a license, mm-hmm, or something. You know? Mm-hmm. So it really helps me with that. And it's helped so much, even with my marriage, to know that my wife understands that I'm with a group of good people that will help me walk through the walk of business ownership and also as a Christian business owner.
Now, C12 is about Christian business owners, right?
Yes.
And it's the CEOs, the owners,
yes,
that come together. So these are leaders of different industries, right?
Yes, different, yes.
Different industries. Yes. You guys meet. How often do you guys meet?
We meet once a month as a group, and then we have our one-on-ones with our leader, Norman Katayama.
Norman Katayama.
Yes.
So yeah, the one-on-one is just you and him, right?
Yes. That's a time that is like having your one-on-one with a pastor, you know, after the sermon, you know. So
yeah,
it's very important because that's the part you can ask questions and you can kind of, you know, personalize it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Very important to have that one-on-one, yes.
And then when you meet in groups, then you guys are like sort of cross-training,
yes,
one another too, right?
Yes.
So you can bring... Are you able to share, like, even is there like a trust level,
yes,
among the group?
Yes.
Very. And then things said there kind of stay there?
Yes, very, yes. People are very transparent. What's said there stays there, yes. Yes, very good.
And is it something that you also, are you able to maybe share maybe a particular challenge that you're facing?
Yes. Yes, whether it's hiring or whether it's a software program, whether it's, you know, you're amazing. You'll get a lot of ideas that others might have gone through already. You know, because one of the challenges for a business owner is like, well, you know, I tried this software program and people say, well, that doesn't work. So before, you know, we can counsel each other on what would best fit us, our need. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's C12 Hawaii. You know, if you know a business owner, maybe you are a business owner, but you feel like you could sure use some help in this area. You want to find out more information. Check out C12 Hawaii. That's the letter C, number 12, Hawaii. And you can either go c12hawaii.com or .org.
No, c12group.com is the website.
c12group.com?
Yes.
Okay, c12group.com. And you can get the information you need there. Again, c12group.com. Now, another interesting thing, too, Randall, is through all what you're going through, when you came to know the Lord, and you're working hard in business,
yes,
taking care of your responsibilities, you were involved at Word of Life Christian Center.
Yes.
In ministry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how God was using you? I think it's appropriate because in the midst of the, you know how you were talking about putting your hand to the plow, you were also doing the work of the Lord in the life of the church.
Yes. Previous to my attending Word of Life 22 years ago, I was also on committees for my previous churches to help with the electrical and the building, you know, whatever they do around them. So when I went to Word of Life, I sat there literally and I said, I wasn't going to tell anybody what my occupation was. It seems like when you tell somebody you're an electrician, they, oh, I need some help. So I basically wouldn't tell anybody, but finally I did. And then that's when I started serving and helping to the church with their lighting and their sound. And then I helped doing ministry work and helping the youth and coached basketball even for years over there.
Wow.
And I just knew that as I ministered, I would be ministered to myself also as I minister to others. And I like that. That's again a good accountability where you open up your heart to help others, you know, come around. And I really thank Pastor Zard and Pastor Chauncey for being there to support me all those years and keep me on the right path.
Well, you know, Randall, today I thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
From your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up like that.
Yeah.
And maybe today the Lord has ministered to you. Maybe you've been holding back. Maybe there's something, some way that you can offer to share in church.
Yes.
Take this example as a prompting of the Lord and get involved.
Yes.
Well, in the next few weeks, you're going to hear stories from people like Randall Borg. So invite someone to listen and be inspired. Also, if you know a gripping story of God's love and grace, you think will reach someone, well, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Let us know about them. Our scripture for today is from James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Amen.
It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Randall Borg.
Thank you.
Until next time, along with our technical producer, Leah Rodriguez, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
God bless.
You have been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Just leave.